Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the Quranic systems of politics and economics. Now, it is said that the Quran gives a political system and it also gives an economic system. And once this system is implemented in a Muslim state, then, of course, this it can be safely said that these systems will guarantee the well-being of Muslims. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that this is an erroneous deduction. This is an absolutely erroneous deduction that the Quran gives a political or an economic system. It does not do so. On the other hand, what the Quran does is it gives us certain principles which relate to politics. It gives certain principles which relate to economics as well. And the system actually has to be made in the light of these principles. And these principles, of course, are eternal. They are what we call the Sharia. They are divine. They are the divine law. And the system which is going to be based on these principles or this Sharia, of course, can have this leverage, can have this accommodation of being changed with changing circumstances. So, for example, in the case of the political arena or the political Sharia, we can say one of the principles which Islam, for example, gives is Amruhum Shura Bainahum, which means that the system which Islam is envisages regarding politics is that it should be based on consultation. Similarly, in case of economics, for example, the economic system, one of the principles that it gives is that we cannot usurp the wealth of others, and all forms of usurping wealth of others, for example, interest, for example, gambling, they are forbidden. Another principle relating to economics is that no tax other than zakah can be imposed on the Muslim citizens without their consent. So these are some of the principles to which I have alluded. This is what we call the Sharia relating to these two spheres. However, as far as the system is concerned, this is something which relates to the experts of the field. They need not. It would be erroneous to say that Islam gives any system in this regard. All that Islam gives in these two spheres is that it gives certain principles. These principles need to be adhered to. Once this adherence is done, then the system which is to be made, it can be different for different countries. Similarly, it can be different in different periods of time. And this is the whole wisdom behind it, that since circumstances change, since societies change, so therefore, in order to incorporate this change, the system has to change. The system can change, but the principle has to be the same. So primarily what we can understand from this is that it would be an erroneous conclusion. It is an erroneous deduction that the Quran gives a political system or it gives an economic system. It does neither of these things. All it does is it gives certain political principles or economic principles. In the light of these principles, an economic system or a political system has to be made by the experts of those fields. They need to get together, they need to sit down, they need to put their minds together, and after interpreting and after understanding these basic principles, they need to chalk out a system vis-a-vis their own country, vis-a-vis their own society, and this is what the Quran has actually done in other spheres as well. So in a nutshell, we need to understand that it is an absolutely wrong conclusion, and people who have ended up writing books like, for example, the economic system of Islam or the political system of Islam, if we read those books, we will often find that a lot of things that they say, they are actually deductions, they are actually ijtihads, and they have nothing to do with the basics of that particular sphere. So what needs to be understood is that Islam gives a political Sharia or a political or political principle. Similarly, it gives an economic Sharia or economic principles. The system has to be made in the light of this Sharia. The system can change. It can change with the changing circumstances. But the Sharia or this divine law is eternal. It has to be adhered to. So what should be done by Muslim scholars is that instead of finding or extracting an economic or a political system from the Quran, they need to put their minds together and extract the political Sharia or the political principles. Similarly, they need to extract the economic principles and then let the people, let the experts of the political field and the economic field do the rest. They need to sit down and then chalk out a system in the light of these principles which are deduced by these scholars. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات